BLUE.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And it is a beautiful, beautiful world today. Look at that sky. I hope you're as nice where you are as where I am today. A gorgeous day, great day to work around the yard, make yourself a good breakfast, take out the radio, and if you haven't raked the leaves yet, you know, if you only have a thin layer of leaves, but they're all over, just mow it. And those leaves will work themselves right into the ground and will turn into soil. So if you've got a foot thick of leaves, you can't leave that all over your lawn. But if it's covered with leaves, but not massively, just take the mower, drive right over them with them, grind them up, and they'll just disappear into the lawn. And Mother Nature will change those leaves, those pine needles, into soil to make your soil that much richer. Kind of recycling and reusing everything there. Now, we've been talking this morning about some of the things that you should be doing. If you planted a new tree in your yard this year, it doesn't matter if it's an apple or a flowering crab or a dogwood or even a maple or an oak tree. The first winter is probably the most important year for the bark of that tree, especially if we have a winter with a lot of sun. And what happens is the sun comes up, it illuminates and throws its heat into the bark of the tree on the east side. And as the sun moves around from east to west, it continues to heat the trunk of that tree. Well, when the sun sets, and it won't be long, it'll be 4 o'clock before it's dark almost, when the sun begins to set, it cools very, very quickly. And especially with smooth bark, like dogwood, like crab, like willow and dogwood, that the bark is thinner than most trees. If you could wrap it with, you can use burlap, you can buy something called tree wrap at your local nursery or garden center, and it's like a brown, like a paper bag type color, but in the middle of it is a little bit of asphalt. You don't even see it, but you wrap it from the ground up to the very first branch, and that prevents the quick chilling when the sun sets, because what's going to happen, especially with like flowering pear or flowering cherry, where it sets, because it cools down so quickly, the bark could actually crack, and you could have a crack from the first branch all the way down to the ground. Once the tree's been in the ground for a year or more, there's no problem. But that very first year, if you could wrap it with tree wrap, it makes a big, big difference. And any tree over 6 feet in height should be cabled. So either put a couple of 2x2 pieces of wood with some wire and hoses, or you can buy a staking kit at your local nursery, and you drive in 3 stakes, you run 3 pieces of wire, and you anchor the tree so the wind doesn't blow it around all winter. And again, that's only for the first year. It helps to prevent the breakage of the little tiny roots that formed while it was planted, and it minimizes the amount of wind damage during the winter. Okay, let's go to the phone lines, Jared. Who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Joan on the line calling about a cyclamen.
Joan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here. Paul,
thank
I'm calling
you.
About hardy cyclamen. And,
yes.
I planted hardy cyclamen underneath a blueberry bush. The blueberry is about 5.5 feet tall. It's all mulched with bark underneath, and I put in a few of the corms, I think about 2 falls ago, maybe 2007. This year, I'm out and looking around, and I see a lot of flowers coming up in clumps, but I'm also seeing what looks like the corms have swollen to maybe 5 times their original size and are now kind of above the ground. That doesn't yep. seem like it should be. Can you help me out?
What I want you to do is just put a little bit of bark mulch over it. You don't have to do anything.
Okay.
It's actually a good sign that they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger, but they are coming to the surface. And if you can put a couple of inches of bark mulch on top of it, that will prevent any winter damage. One of my favorite spring blooming bulbs is called a dog tooth violet. And it's a yellow, looks like a bell that hangs down, and the bulb looks like a big dog's tooth, and that's how it got its name. But this one works the opposite. You will only enjoy it for like 3 years because it flowers the first year, and it makes a new bulb underneath the existing bulb, and over time, it ends up going too deep, and it ends up dying because it's too far into the ground. Yours is coming up to the surface. And if you just put a couple of inches of bark mulch, they'll be absolutely fine. The other thing that you can do, too, is in the spring, Joan,
yeah.
you could dig it up. And I'd be willing to bet that there are a whole bunch of new bulbs growing around the mother, the original. And then you could divide it and have them all over the yard.
Okay. Okay, I didn't know they grew that way.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Terrific.
Thanks
Thank
very
you,
much.
Joan. You have a great week. Bye-bye. The other thing for those of you that are just joining us, if you go to my website, and the website is www.paulparent, and parent is spelled like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T, so paulparent.com, at the bottom of the front page, when it comes up on your computer, it says something about a newsletter. And starting the 23rd of the 24th of November, you will be receiving a free newsletter every single week. So all you do is go to paulparent.com, the bottom of the page, put in your email address, and then hit submit. And starting Thanksgiving week, we are going to be sending you an email newsletter with 3 to 4 stories of things that are going to be prevalent at that time of the year and how to care for plants. And it's going to be an awful lot of fun. These are 4 articles that I'm going to write every single week for you. And there'll be contests on there. There'll be specials. We're going to have coupons and all kinds of stuff. So if you'd like to receive some additional guiding information, It's paulparent.com. And then at the very bottom, email, submit, and starting Thanksgiving week, you'll get your first email newsletter. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, Bob's on the line with a hydrangea question.
Bob, good morning.
Paul,
welcome.
Paul, I've always followed your advice and have excellent results. This spring what happened with my hydrangeas was we had a frost, a real bad frost, and all the buds died. So I cut everything back to 12 inches, the old and the new wood. And I figured, okay, well, I'll wait till next year. Then I heard you talk about a product called Dynamite. I tried some of this stuff, and instead of the flowers coming out in July, they bloomed in September. Every one was 4 to 5 feet tall, and every single stem had giant flowers 8 to 10 inches in diameter. I had people stopping in the front of the house wanting to know what I was doing. My question to you is, do you think this was just a fluke because of the weird summer we had, or is this product really capable of producing flowers on new wood? And if it is, I would consider this a major breakthrough as far as hydrangeas are concerned.
Yeah. Dynamite is like Osmocote. It's a little BB-shaped pellet, and you put it around your plants, and it slowly releases the fertilizer to the plant over a 12 to 16 week period. And with the type of weather we had this year, you had a frost that killed it, and then it rained and it rained and it rained. We had very little sun. It was cool. And I think because you fertilize it with a continuous feeding rather than something like Miracle-Gro that feeds it for a week or two and then it's gone, the plant took it up and it gave you a great surprise. But it's a good product. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $28.95, and that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. 1922, or visit OrderChews.com. That's Order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Guiding Club, 800-259-9231. For those of you that are thinking, well, it must be too late to do any planting, you're wrong. You can still plant right now. So if your local nursery is having a real good sale, you know, 30, 40, 50% off on shrubs and trees, take advantage of it. The only plant that I don't like to plant in the fall, roses, they just don't do very well because they haven't had a chance to get established. But all of your shrubs and all of your trees, you shouldn't have any problem in getting them established before the ground freezes. So take advantage of the sales. You know, if you can buy, if you're looking for some shade and you can get some big maple trees that are normally a couple hundred bucks on sale for $100 or less, take advantage of it and get the trees planted. As long as you stake them so the wind doesn't blow them around and you put a little bit of tree wrap around the trunk to insulate the box so that it doesn't crack, you're all set. But you can have a tree or a shrub twice the size that you can normally afford at this time of the year. So fall is a great time for planting, and follow the same rules. Add some compost, some manure, repeat moss, keep them wet, and you should be in great shape. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Yuta, who's got a problem with some chipmunks and squirrels.
Okay, Yuta, good morning. Welcome to
good
the
Garden morning,
Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. You my Sunday garden fix.
Thank you.
Yes. Just, Paluchi, stop it. Sorry, that was my dog. Yes, I've got chipmunks and or squirrels in my roof, in my attic. And I feed the birds. So the squirrels and chipmunks come for the food, and I hate to not feed them in order to get rid of them. Is there any other way that I could get rid of them?
You said that they're in your attic?
I think so, because when I lie in bed, they're playing soccer up there.
Ha. Well, The one thing that you want to do is if you can look to see where they're getting into your attic, it could be through one of the louvers that allow the air to, the hot air to escape. But if the squirrels are getting into your attic, you want to get them out of there. Can you get into the attic itself?
Yes, through another bedroom. There's a little, whatever you call it.
Like a little crawl space above there?
Yes, you lift it out and somebody can crawl in there. Not me, but somebody could.
Okay. What you can do is there's a product called Mouse Magic. And you can buy that at a garden center or like a feed and grain store. And Mouse Magic are little, it looks like a big tea bag. And when you open up the package, it is really, really strong peppermint and spearmint. And they don't like the smell of that.
Okay.
So what you would do is you would buy a box of these products. I think there's like four of these bags in it. And throw them into your attic where you hear the noise.
I put some mothballs in there, but that didn't seem to do it.
No, the mothballs are not strong enough, but this Mouse Magic will work very well. So I would buy a box of that. I would throw it in this crawl space that you have above the attic and then close it up again, and the smell will drive them out. You don't want them to stay in your attic during the winter because they could chew on the rubber that wraps your wire.
Okay.
And if they remove the rubber coating on the wire, then you could have a fire up there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know anything about these things, all these little critters, but I like them.
Yeah, they're good outside, but not in the house.
Exactly. I appreciate you taking my call, Paul. Thank you very much.
Oh, I thank you very much for the phone call. You have a great Sunday. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Give Jared a call. We'll work together. And if you'd like some additional information on gardening, every week I'm going to be writing four stories, and we're going to send you a free email. And it's an email newsletter. Go to paulparent.com. P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad. So www.paulparent.com. At the bottom of the front page, you'll see sign up for a newsletter. Put in your email address, then hit submit, and starting Thanksgiving week, we'll be sending you a free email with all kinds of great gardening information. Tired of watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parent Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have John on the line. He's calling about cleaning up his garden.
Okay, John, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Paul. Nice day, as you say. Hey, I was listening to you early in the year and about the blight on the tomatoes. I yanked them all up in August, took them to the dump. But now there's still a lot of weeds and stuff, and I'm wondering, I've heard pros and cons that you can't plant in the same area next year and you shouldn't rototill even the weeds in. You can pull them all up and then lime it real heavy. Which way would you go?
Okay. I've done quite a bit of research, and after we get through the Christmas holidays, there'll be some of these email newsletters that will have a lot of information for you. But basically, what's happening is this. The blight that we had on our tomatoes this year has to live on living tissue. So as soon as your tomato plant is dead, then that disease is dead. And from I talked to a man from the Department of Agriculture in Massachusetts, and I talked to one of the head professors at the University of Maine in Presque Isle, and his specialty is crops. And he said this, your tomato plants, once you pull them out of the ground and you get rid of it and you clean the garden, that disease is gone. If you're growing potatoes and tomatoes are in the same family. If you grew potatoes, they do not want you planting potatoes in the same area. And the reason is this. When you dig your potatoes, you're going to find some that are the size of a marble. And you're going to say, I'm never going to eat this, so you just leave it there. Well, in the spring, that little marble of a sized potato will come back to life. It will send out new growth. The new growth is going to contain the disease. So by you planting your potatoes in a different location, once you see the shoots coming out where they don't belong, then you dig them up and you destroy it. You prevent it from happening again. There's also a new fungicide that will be out in the spring, and it will prevent your plant from getting it. And we'll be talking about that after the Christmas holidays. But there's a new bacteria that the potato growing states use on a regular basis that you can put in your soil at the time of planting. Your roots will absorb it, and it will help it to fight the problem. The main problem that we had with this virus is the company that grows the seedlings for Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart had contaminated soil and plants. They started Florida. They worked their way up according to the season, and they shipped in infected plants from the Carolinas. You bought the seedlings. You put them in your garden. They began to grow, and then we had a wetter and colder than normal spring and summer. And because the plants came in infected from this company, it spread even faster. So for next, as long as you clean your garden, you can rototill now, pull out those weeds. That disease is on potatoes and tomatoes only. It doesn't go on any other plant but that. So a good cleaning, use the new products coming out in the spring, and you will find that you won't have a problem. But
so and we should use that product on the tomatoes. I don't grow potatoes, but basically that product is good for potatoes and tomatoes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to sign up for your emails. I'll be looking forward to the advice coming in after Christmas.
Yeah, and I think this email newsletter is going to be very good, because I know some of you can't listen to the show all 4 hours. Some of you listen for an hour here, an hour there. But with this newsletter, what I'm going to be able to do is to take some of the topics that we talk about this week, put it in the newsletter during the week, and then you'll receive it. So that will give you additional information that will be easy to read. I wrote for the Patriot Ledger newspapers in Massachusetts for several years. I wrote for a newspaper in Maine called the Sun and Journal for several years. And I try and keep it like I do when we do the radio show. I don't use a lot of big words. I want to keep it simple so that you can understand it. And try and stay away from all of the technical and the really all of the Latin names. So I feel if I can talk to you at the same level, you can do a much better job. It'll be a lot easier. And for most of us, we don't need to know all of these big, long Latin names. Keep it simple and that way you can do a good job. But I think the newsletter is really going to work out good. There'll be a lot of timely information. It's going to be different every single week, and we're going to choose during the winter. We're going to do a lot about different types of house plants, a lot of flowering plants. When we get to like Valentine's Day, we'll talk about all of the various flowers for Valentine's Day, potted as well as cut flowers. When we get to the spring, in the newsletter, we'll talk about all of the different vegetables, all of the different annuals. And I think it's something that we'll really enjoy. And we're going to ask for feedback from you. And that's going to be part of that newsletter. You're going to be able to write me and say, hey, I need to know something about asparagus. You know, what can you do for me? And it's kind of hard for me on Sunday morning to tell you how to grow asparagus in like 3 minutes. But we'll do a newsletter and we'll put, it's 4 or 5 paragraphs on how to grow asparagus. But I think it's going to be an awful lot of fun, and we'll work together and we'll have a lot of great information that we can share. And I'm going to be asking you for information, too, to put in the newsletter. So it's going to work both ways, and I think we'll all have a good time with it. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Ann on the line, who's calling about growing herbs inside.
Okay. Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I'd like to try herbs inside this winter. But I don't have an appropriate window, so I was wondering about a grow light. And are grow lights the same as fluorescent lights?
No. A grow light has lights are broken down by color of the actual light, and we don't see it. But you'll have blue lights, and we'll have red light and yellow, and all that is in that spectrum. And a grow light has the color lights that plants respond to the most. And you can buy grow lights at any lighting store. A lot of the garden centers will have either fluorescent tube type grow lights or actual light bulb type grow lights, and it works really well. Now, if you want to try something fun, this is something I tried, it's my third year with it. There's something called an arrow garden, and it's spelled A-E-R-O garden, G-A-R-D-E-N. If you go on the internet, just punch in arrow garden, and this is a self-contained unit. And it's hydroponics, so it circulates water, and there's a built-in light above this unit, and you can move it up and down depending on the crops. And every year, right after Christmas, I'll put my aero garden on, and the company sells, they look like little plastic pots with holes in it that you put in the aero garden. And we grow herbs right in it. And it'll do chives and rosemary and thyme and basil and all that kind of stuff. They also sell flowers that you can grow in it. It's a real neat unit.
What about space?
Space? This little arrow garden is about 15, 18 inches by a foot. But if you have any window, it doesn't have to be a south-facing window, Ann. It can be an east window. As long as it gets light, good light coming in, herbs are going to grow. You need a south-facing window if it's a plant that's going to flower, because they need bright light to make the blooms. You're growing foliage. You don't care about the flowers. So an east window or a west window where it's going to get morning sun, late in the day sun, will work really good for you. And you go to a nursery, and even some of the supermarkets right now, where they sell lettuce and beets and carrots and stuff like that, they'll have little 3-inch square pots of basil And you can put that right on that windowsill, a little bit of fertilizer every couple of weeks, and you can have fresh basil or chives or oregano and things like that. My wife and I have an herb garden in the backyard. We're going to have a big herb garden in the front yard this year because we've made a new garden. But we also grow herbs in 6-inch plastic pots. We grow those right on our deck. And we grow those to bring inside for the winter. And I have a rosemary plant and a bay leaf plant that are on the third year. And the bay leaf and the rosemary are a good 2 feet tall. And they're absolutely beautiful. And there's nothing better than making spaghetti sauce or any kind of pasta and take off some fresh bay leaves off that plant, crush them all up, you know, without it crumbling, but break them all up to let all of the oils and the juices come out and throw that in your sauce. Oh, is it good? And rosemary, the same thing. It's wonderful. So you can grow it on any window. You don't need anything special, but take a look at this arrow garden. It's something that I think you will enjoy. We have one. We use it during the winter. In the spring and summer, I've got the yard, but in the winter, it's wonderful. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, sorry about that. Next up, we have Bob on the line who is calling about lilies and geraniums.
Okay. Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you, Paul, and I really love your show.
Thank you. Two things.
One, Stella Dora lilies. I put them in 3 years ago, and this year they didn't seem to do as well. Do I need to do anything for them for next year?
Okay. And your second question?
Is about geraniums. I got some Jetstar geraniums, which I purchased at a fundraiser for a library in Bodenham. And they told me it was developed by the University of Maine, and I really like them. They have red leaves, and I want to find out how to winter them over.
Okay. We're coming up on the break. You hold on, and I will tell you how to take care of your geraniums. The Stella Dora is the same thing. Part of the problem was we didn't have any sun, and you know how much rain you had in Bodenham. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $28.95, and that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With the holidays coming, you may be looking for the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Look no further than Radius Garden Tools. Go to radiusgarden.com. Click on Where to Buy, the online store, and specials. Several sets of tools are on special, and when you add code PARENT, you will get an additional 10% off. Friends with arthritis and carpal tunnel will love them, and they're guaranteed for life. That's RadiusGarden.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people had trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Good morning. We're talking with Bob about his Stelladora and his geraniums. Now, the Stelladora daylilies, I have a row of them that I put along a walkway because Stelladoras are a dwarf daylily compared to some of them. It only grows about 18 inches tall. Most of them will get in the 3-foot range, and they bloom for a much longer period of time. But this year, Bob, they didn't bloom as much. And part of that reason is the amount of sunshine. Plants will absorb the sunlight and use that sunlight to make the energy for the flowers. And because you live in Bodingham, I live in Kennebunk, we're like an hour and a half away. And because we didn't have any really hot, hot days, we had the wettest summer ever recorded and the second coldest summer ever recorded. Everything just didn't do what it should due to a lack of sunshine. So if when the spring comes, make sure that you cut off all of the dead foliage on your Stelladoras, either now or real early in the spring. Put a little bit of plant tone fertilizer around them, or some Osmocote or down. Thank you. Mother Nature has the final say on what is going to happen as far as in your garden. So as soon as we get some normal weather, things will come right back and your daylilies will be beautiful. Your geraniums should be brought inside the house right now. Put them near a sunny window and they'll continue to grow all winter. And what you can do is in early April, mid-April, you can take some That's 800-259-9231. And again, if you're interested in ordering a wreath on the phone, call after 10. There's nobody in the office right now that can answer it for you. So it won't do any good to call after 10 o'clock, and we can help you with that. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Leslie on the line who's calling about a Meyer lemon.
Leslie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you. I do have an improved Meyer lemon, and I've had it for 2 years now, and it came loaded with wonderful fruit. And although it's bloomed several times, I can't get it to hold fruit again.
Okay. Have you been doing any pollinating on the plant?
I tried with a paintbrush to pollinate, yes.
Okay. Try and do it more than once, and I think it's going to help a great deal. As soon as you see that those flowers open, and if you touch the flower and you feel or see a little bit of yellow dust on your fingertip, that means that there's pollen. And if you can take a little artist paintbrush and go from flower to flower, and I would do it every week when they're in bloom, or even two or three times a week, that will get the pollen into the plant to make sure that you will get a fruit. And lemons, limes, and oranges grow like we grow blueberries. The more acidic the soil, the better they're going to grow. So get a fertilizer called Miracid. It's like Miracle-Gro, but it's for acidic-loving plants. And wherever you buy Miracle-Gro, you can buy Miracid. And you can buy a little box. You don't have to buy a five-pounder. You can buy a little half-pound container of Miracid and do it every couple of weeks, and your citrus will be...